He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, November 12th. The Texans are getting ready to face the Colts, a Colts team that looks a little different from the team they played earlier this year. And that could be because they have Bob Sanders back in the lineup. But before we get to that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72!
The Texans had huge success in the air against the Colts in Week 5, the game they probably should have won considering they had a 17-point lead with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Regardless, the Texans have to focus on the here and now, and Amon Green said that means getting ready for Bob Sanders, an all-pro safety.
Yeah, that's a big difference. You notice it's a big difference when he's in there, and it's a big difference when he's not in there. So with having him back, that gives them a lot of range to run certain plays defensively.
Sanders has helped spark a 2-game winning streak for the Colts. Last week, Indy had 3 picks against the Steelers. That means quarterback Sage Rosenfels will have to be extra careful.
Well, you know, he's so physical, and he can play in the box as an extra sort of almost a linebacker, but he's also fast enough to cover in the secondary and sort of to wreak havoc with the receiver. So he definitely brings that sort of Ray Lewis, Ed Reed intimidating factor to a defense. He's a phenomenal player, man. He's just so fast to get to the ball. He's got great speed.
It will help Rosenfels that Steve Slayton looked fresh in practice on Wednesday after carrying a lighter load last Sunday. Slayton ran for 2 touchdowns against Indy in October. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.